Jump in anytime. We like to hear from you the most. 877-310-4MSJ online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Let's get to some comments, guys. We've been sharing the summer tipping guide. It's on MurphySamAndJody.com. Also, later in the show, what to do when you see a tipping prompt you on a screen where nobody really helped you. Like, it happens all the time. We're in a tipping culture, right?
Oh, yeah.
There
are a number of, self-service type restaurants and those kind of things.
And you get a tip, and it's like, who is this for? What does it mean? So how to handle that? Because there is a solution,
yeah,
I promise.
It's called a skip button.
No, there is a solution. Right. We're going to share it later on. Want to read this from Sherry. Regarding summer and travel tipping, what do you do with hotels that the cleaning crew, when they don't visit every day? I've been wondering since this trend started. Thanks. Love the show. Been listening for years.
Thank you. That's a really good question.
What do you say, Murph? He's the king of the tippers.
Well, the thing is, the reason that they're doing that is really just to save wear and tear and make sure that they're also able to offer the service.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, someone's going to clean the room at some point. You still tip
anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. However much you would tip, if you only spent one night, you should tip that for each night that you stay and sleep in case someone cleaned your room.
Yeah.
It was news to me when I traveled for a girls' trip and we had gone all day shopping. Me and my friends, we come back and it's like the room hasn't, we need more towels. And we asked, hey, is somebody going to clean our room? And they were like, did you request it? It's like we had to request it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, between staffing and environmental and all those things, you know what I'm saying? I think to keep you with a better experience.
It's a hotel industry trend.
Yeah. But if you want to clean every day in the ass, they'll do it for you.
Yeah,
usually.
Now. How much per night? Depends on the hotel, right?
I think it depends on the hotel and where you are, right?
How messy your family has been, too.
Well, that too.
Hey, wait a second. This hotel we're going to next week, that's going to kick it up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. $3 isn't going to cut it, right?
Okay, Sam. You know what? You do you.
You'll just judge it. If it hits you in the back of the head on the way out, you'll know.
Sir, you left your $3.
Also on our Facebook page, Landy said, regarding Sam's tater tot casserole, which we posted the recipe for this week, we are having that tomorrow night. Good stuff.
Mm.
Landy, that's another breakfast for dinner family.
Yeah.
All right, get that recipe and reach out to us anytime. We like hearing from you on MurphySamAndJody.com or Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, what happens to the weird stuff that washes up on beaches? Murphy, you grew up in a beach family.
Yeah, that's the only place that I knew, actually, that you could go on vacation for most of my childhood life, yes.
And I touched a beach once when I was a little girl because my family, poor things, they wanted to go to the beach. But I burned in 5 seconds, and so we didn't go sunning. Mm. You know what I mean? And poor you, you don't go to the beach much anymore either.
No, but look, that, I mean,
with me,
I love the beach. The thing is, I just do want to expand our horizons. While you and I, especially now that the girls are going to be moving out, and you and I get to do more, Murphy Jody trips.
Yeah, Sam, did you go to the beach a lot?
A few times.
Okay,
yeah.
Anything cool ever wash up? Have you ever found anything weird at the beach? Because apparently there's a lot of crazy stuff that washes up every year.
There's something at my mom's house. It's not necessarily weird. It's what she called it that's weird.
What?
It's still in my mom's house after all these years. It was a piece of driftwood that looked like it looks like a big wishbone, like with a head on it. And they thought it was so cool, they brought it home and they named it Josephine.
Yeah.
Because it just sits there?
Yeah,
it looks like a piece of art that you would decorate with, and she sure did.
Yep, and it's called Josephine, and we're not getting rid of it. But that's not a weird thing. You're talking about
I'm talking about there's a research reserve, the University of Texas Marine Institute, and they're auctioning off all this stuff that is washed up on the shores at the beaches, and it's so much weird stuff. Are you ready?
Any gold bullion?
Several creepy dolls. Creepy dolls that wash up.
Any doll that washes up is going to be creepy.
Correct. Fiberglass mermaid.
Ooh.
Well, that
makes sense why that would be there. Some kid or somebody probably threw that out in the...
No, it's a mermaid. That's the ocean.
Yes.
Messages in the bottles have floated up from Jamaica. Isn't that cool?
I did that one time as a kid, but I put it in a Ziploc bag. We didn't have a bottle.
You never got a reply?
Wait, a litter.
No.
Haitian money. Oh. An old Bible. Oh, Lots of messages in bottles, actually. Yeah. And a prosthetic leg. All this stuff is going to be auctioned off, too. Huh. It's a weird thing. Anyway, when you're at the beach this summer...
I'm hoping that's for a fundraiser.
Oh, it absolutely is. Okay. For the Marine Institute.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Indiana Jones making his way to Disney Plus on May 31st, right around the corner. This is the first time they're going to feature all four films, like, you know, and the TV series.
Yeah.
In one spot. And, like... It's the first time in like 15 years it's been available all at once where you consume it all
together.
And they're
doing this to get ready for number 5, which is coming.
Of course. I didn't realize it was number 5.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
They had the three good movies, and then they had that Crystal Skull movie, which shouldn't have been made. And now this is supposed to redeem everything.
This one is called The Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
That title just feels weird to me.
I know.
It sounds like a Barbie movie or something.
And because Harrison Ford is still part of it, I can't imagine that he would want his last Indiana Jones movie to be a flop. So
be a skull.
It's got to be better, I would think.
Anyway, The Dial of Destiny will be in theaters on June 30th. So you have like a month to catch up on all the old ones. I also have some, all of us this week, maybe you've heard the rumor that Tom Brady is dating Kim Kardashian. Have you heard that and seen that? I knew that was fake news.
Nah, I missed
like, there's
that one.
No way.
What about Reese Witherspoon? I thought he was dating her for a while.
Oh, anybody that he looks at, it's like, oh, is he dating? Is he dating? She did reach out to him, Kim Kardashian, They've been in touch because she's looking to buy some property where he has a vacation home in the Bahamas.
Oh.
And she had some questions about the community. And that's all that happened. So everybody can calm down.
Huh.
A bonus Hollywood Outsiders next.
Jody has a bonus Hollywood Outsider.
It's all about Johnny Depp. And remember, we told you this week, and it's so crazy, he got a 7-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival this week for a French language film he has done where he plays King Louis the 15th. And it's about, you know, the mistress and the king during that time. And it's Johnny in French.
Cette jeune femme est mon entourage.
And it's really beautiful, you know, subtitles, you can, you know, get into it.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful and all that. It's just, he looks so funny with that wig and the powdered face and the, you know, expect him to make a joke or a pirate thing at any moment.
Or do the Jack Sparrow walk.
It's his big comeback. But the other Johnny Depp story I have been waiting to tell Murphy, and you'll know why you love this immediately. He signed another deal with Dior. The fragrance brand, the French fragrance brand Dior, for an estimated $20 million.
Wow.
And it's the fragrance that Murphy loves.
The Sauvage.
Sauvage.
I've only recently been into Sauvage. Yes. But it's, you know what's weird about it?
Ladies, try to.
But ever since I have started wearing it, nobody says anything
about
it.
That's not true.
I don't. I'm a warrior.
It's nice.
It really is. It feels strong on me, but nobody says anything.
That doesn't matter. Is that what you're looking for when you wear a fragrance?
No, I do. But you usually say, "Hey, that smells good." Or, not quite you.
Oh,
or,
I'm not paying enough attention.
Whoa,
lately.
Back
I'm sorry.
Off the spray, buddy.
Okay, here's the word. When you first spray it, it's much. It's like, but the Sauvage on you once it settles into your skin chemistry is very nice. I'll remember to
remind
you.
Because I've been a Mont Blanc guy, you know, for a while.
How is this?
How
is a Sauvage spelled?
S-A-U-V-A-G-E.
Oh, okay. Not Savage.
No,
can you smell it? I'm wearing it right now. Can you smell it?
I mean, I'm not right up on you. But I don't. If I'm this far from you, I don't want to smell it.
Right, I understand. Okay, well, that's good.
Understand that.
Yeah.
Murph.
He only wants to smell it when you're close.
It makes it a huge, right. It makes it the biggest, largest men's fragrance deal in history, Johnny Depp.
Sam, you shop at Ulta. You've not seen the big display for it?
No, I don't go in that section.
He shops in the girl section.
Hello.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Montana becomes the first state to officially ban TikTok. The law makes
period,
it illegal.
Not just government phones.
I'll explain. For Apple, Google, and other app stores to allow, the ban is saying they're not going to allow TikTok to be downloaded in Big Sky Country. But if you already have it on your device, and you're there,
grandfather Dan,
you can still do it. Right. TikTok says, whoa, wait, this infringes on free speech. So it'll likely be challenged, of course. It's controversial. Mm. It goes into effect in Montana January 1st.
Okay.
Number two. The World Meteorological Association says we are on track, our whole world, to be hotter than ever. Highest temperatures over the next 5 years on record.
Man, that's great.
It'll change a lot of things. It heats up the oceans. I don't want to talk about hurricane season, but it heats up everything.
Yeah.
If it's already hot, it's going to be for the next 5 years. Wonderful. And number three, Lisa Marie Presley's death brought Priscilla into court with her granddaughter, Riley Keogh. Remember?
Yeah.
They've settled. Everybody's happy right now. They don't want any drama.
It's over who runs out the estate for Lisa Marie.
One of the stories that came out of this week is that Priscilla, one of the things she wants is to be buried at Graceland when her time comes.
Huh.
And Elvis is surrounded by his parents.
The family, yeah.
And now Lisa Marie. It's one of her wishes, and it's one of the things they've been discussing.
Three things for you to know today.
Welcome to Thursday. Oh, by the way, tomorrow's Grateful Friday. So if you want to start sending us the things that you're grateful for, you can do that on our socials.
Social Media Connect.
Well, I got some comments for you, Jody, off of social media. And this is about your 60 to 90 second speech you need to write for the Gracie Awards.
Oh, yeah. We found out just a couple of days ago that Jody actually will take an acceptance speech for this award, national award that she's winning.
Friends, Romans, countrymen.
60 to 90 seconds. That's the hang up, I can tell you. But
Happy says, I like that name.
Me too. Hey,
Jody,
Happy.
You will be amazed at what you can fit into 60 to 90 second speech. It doesn't sound or even seem like enough time, but it is. Yeah. You'll do great like you always do.
That's sweet true. Of you to say.
I'd like to thank Murphy and Sam and Murphy and Sam and Murphy and
Thank you. I'm going to
And just like a term paper, you put in a lot of reallys, and that takes up a lot. I really am happy. Angela, this is perfect.
Okay.
This I didn't even know why I didn't think of this one. Jody, remember, Lincoln's speech at Gettysburg lasted only 2 minutes
and
contained 272 words. You can say a lot in 90 seconds. You got this. Also, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Wow. So that's how you then started, 47 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
To borrow from a famous American.
Here's what I want to know. Murphy, you're going to ask to see it before I send it, right? Because I'm supposed to send it ahead of time. That way there is a teleprompter in case I need it. You're going to want to see it?
If you want me to, I would love to.
I
would be honored.
I don't.
But it's your speech. You don't need me to.
I don't think you need anybody meddling in your speech.
Thank you. Yes. I thought However, you were going to be all over it.
I would like to make a suggestion or two.
Okay, Sam.
Have you considered using AI?
No.
Okay.
I'm the last person in the world who would want to use AI for that.
It's 60 to 90 seconds. How much artificial intelligence help do you need?
It'd probably take as long to type in what you need as to get
it. No.
I mean,
this is going to come from the heart, not from a bot.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking maybe use that thing like you use for thank you notes. Break it down into three sections.
I've done that.
You're going to have to do a thank you to a few people.
That's exactly what I've done.
You're going to have a message.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what the third thing is.
I have three parts.
I see.
I do have three parts
and
thinking 30 seconds each.
Yeah.
It's stressful, though, guys, because I get this one moment. I don't want to walk away and go to the table and be like, oh, wait, I forgot.
And you know what? Everyone feels that way. So just be you. And you know, who you are is the best you can be, like Mr. Rogers would say.
Okay.
And it'll be great. It will be.
I prefer you use Sam instead of Samuel.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 7:50. And next, Sam is the food dude.
Looks like the feds could be taking chocolate milk out of schools.
Mm. Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
This came as a big surprise that USDA is considering removing chocolate milk from schools.
I'm surprised at that.
Chocolate milk at school is one of the happiest moments of your day.
Well, yeah. And that's all I drink, by the way, because I'm not I've never been a whole milk drinker.
Yeah.
Ever. I wasn't supposed to grab the chocolate milk at school, you know.
Well, problems for you, Jody, is your alternative was what kind of milk?
Just regular milk.
Oh, I thought you had strawberry milk.
I wish.
Well, they didn't serve that at school.
My grandma had that for me at her house.
Yeah.
Jody, I've got strawberry milk for you.
These are new lunch guidelines. It's not permanent yet. It's not like in stone, but the USDA is considering new school lunch guidelines, removing chocolate and strawberry milk because of added sugars.
Sugar, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to tap chocolate as a kid. Oh. And so I would sometimes sneak it on a Friday at school. The milk.
Yeah. See, you're a bad girl. Taco Bell, Jody, you kind of covered this yesterday. They're looking to have the Taco Tuesday trademark removed from Taco John's, that other chain.
That other chain got it in the 80s.
Yeah, they got it back in 1989 and Taco Bell just getting around to saying, wait. We should all be able to use that. How come they can use that? So they've petitioned to have it, the trademark, removed.
Doesn't it feel like it belongs to all of us, Taco Tuesday?
Well, it doesn't matter if it feels that way. If Taco John's went and they, and there's
right,
a whole
Murphy.
Bunch of legally stuff around yeah. that, but if they were the first to use it in commerce and they service marked it federally, then they really should technically have the rights to it.
And there's a freeing Taco Tuesday petition at change.org if you want to get in on this one.
Awesome.
Ocean Spray and Hershey's. This is wonderful. Teaming up for some new treats for us. Milk chocolate covered cranberry bites.
Ooh.
And
nice.
Dark chocolate covered cherry infused cranberry bites.
Yes.
Mm. That sounds delicious.
It does.
Mm.
Nice.
And Butterball, the turkey people. They are now releasing some new turkey sausages in butcher style, which means a coarse texture, old world smoked and Polish style sausages.
It sounds good.
As links or patties?
As little links. Like you can put them on a bun, you know. Oh,
little links are like for breakfast.
Okay. You know what? You remember I did last year that little tasting thing?
Sausage.
Yeah, I wonder if this is the sausage I tasted.
Well, we'll have to see, food dude.
I gave it thumbs up.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Yesterday in New York City, you likely heard about it. There was a paparazzi incident, a big one, according to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They were trying to get home from an awards ceremony where Meghan Markle received a Woman of Vision Award. And they're saying this was a car chase, a paparazzi car chase that lasted over 2 hours. Hmm. Through the streets of New York City with multiple near collisions with other drivers and pedestrians and people going up on sidewalks. They made it to a police station. Mm-hmm. They got some help and they ducked into a cab, switched cars.
Yeah.
Now, the mayor of New York City, there were differing stories on how this went because the mayor says, look, it's hard to believe it was a 2 hour high speed chase through this highly congested area of Manhattan. Even a 10-minute chase would have been
I've never been chased
massive.
By paparazzi, but that seems like a long time to let it go on.
2 hours. It's like, are you sure you got your time right? That's what the world's asking. But they're like, everybody's extremely upset, and they do have support from the police and officials there. And apparently it was half a dozen paparazzi vehicles, which is a lot. And of course, this is one of Harry's greatest fears because of what happened to his mother, Princess Diana.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Little special occasion advice.
Big special occasion. What every woman should do at least once in her life.
You know, here I am trying to take stress off of Jody, and I just couldn't find the right answer. You know, this award ceremony that we're going to, that Jody's being recognized.
Gracie's.
And the travel to get there, it's all tight, and it's going to be very last minute. And, you know, I just don't want Jody to have to sweat any of that, but I couldn't arrange anything that seemed to make it any less tight, but you found a really good solution, Jody.
This award ceremony is in a beautiful, nice hotel, which we happen to be staying in. And so I just called. This was the thing. How am I going to get ready? How am I going to get in the gown and do hair and makeup? And by the way, our youngest Phoebe was like, Mom, for this occasion, you have to have big eyelashes. Well, it's like, first of all, I'm not going to go way big. That's not me. But she is right about on camera.
Yeah.
If you expect your... This is such girl talk, guys. If you expect your eyelashes to really show, you need some falsies.
Okay.
Never thought about that.
Well, yeah. I'm not talking about for you guys.
I was going to say, Murphy and I are good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Phoebe was like, you need to learn to do it. And I tried once with her. It's like, no way. There's no way I could do that. I would end up with some kind of wonkiness.
So are you going to be able to tickle me across the table with those?
Somebody blowing on me? Oh, that's the breeze from her eyelashes.
I'm not doing them. I'm not going to do them myself.
Okay.
Here's the big load off, and this is also a really good piece of advice for any woman with a special occasion. I'm not worried about it anymore. Called the hotel, called the salon. Yes, they can fit me in for makeup. Yes, they can fit me in for hair. And yes, if I want lashes, yes, they'll stick them on.
Wow. That's
nice. And I'm like, I want them to look natural. They're like, we got you. We got you, girl. In fact, if we can't even get into our room... Before I have to, I'm supposed to be like on that red
carpet.
That's
the trick, is right, exactly. It's not going to be.
He said I could bring my gown, I could shower there, and they'll just They'll just take That's over. Nice.
Oh, wow.
That has been a load off because I want to, once I'm in it, the gown and the hair and the makeup, I want to just be me. I want to just enjoy and not think about it, all of that.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing that this isn't being hosted at a budget motel or something where we couldn't get to that, right? I mean, that would be...
What spa are you talking about? We don't have a spa.
We do have a continental breakfast, though.
Anyway, it's just a load off, and it's something to think about. It's worth it for your special occasion so that you can soak up and enjoy the moment, which is what I plan and pray to do.
And you made a spot for me and Murphy at the...
Do you want it?
What, you want eyelashes still?
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the IRS is moving forward with a direct tax filing service at no charge. A lot of Americans have said, look, I've got to pay taxes, and then I got to pay to file them as well. Or have somebody do it for me.
That's true.
So they're moving forward with a free e-filing system next year. I'm thinking, do you want to be the first? Do you want to be in the first group of people?
You're saying it's a government-run e-filing system.
You will have the option to participate for free or continue to pay someone to file for you or some help. Number two, Google is about to start deleting old Gmail accounts if they've been inactive for at least 2 years.
Oh, okay. That's smart. They need to clean up some of that trash.
That's exactly what they're doing. It will impact Google Workspace, Google Docs, and Google Photo. If you're sitting around and you've got that stuff attached to an old email account, maybe decide.
Gotcha.
Deletions will begin in December. And number three, did you see this Titanic news? The first... Okay, not that Titanic, not the movie, but the real ship. The liner, the luxury liner.
Yeah, I've heard
We've
of it.
We got now the first full-size digital scan of it using deep-sea mapping. They did this last year. They were able to recreate the entire vessel. It's like an exact digital twin. And the ones, the researchers who are using it and studying it say it's a major step. And so we'll have science-based research.
So like we'll kind of have a whole picture of what it looks like.
A picture like we've never seen before. Instead of speculating what happened, they'll have actual scientific proof.
Three things to know today.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast today. It is free, easy to download. Listen on your schedule, and there you go. You've got your day set.
There's something in America called tipping fatigue that is happening because we are all seeing prompts for a tip on screens where we weren't seeing them before. I mean, there's good news and bad. I will tell you that there is a way to handle it that you may not have thought about before. And we're going to tell you that, I promise, like how to handle that. Like, what does it mean? What should you do when you see a prompt? Because if you, you know, today you're going to see one. You're out and about and you're buying something, you're going to see some. You're going to see it. The fatigue, though, is real because you're seeing it in places you didn't see it before. And it's sad for those where tipping is, it makes sense. You know, in restaurants where people still, you know, wait on you and things like that. If people get fatigued on tipping and those tips suffer, that bothers me. I worry about that.
Yeah. It happens to me like if you go to a bake or get some donuts on a weekend or you go to a pastry shop or something, they spin it around and it's got the tip on there. And it's like
you're in front of them.
I don't like that sense of expectation.
I know.
It's like I like the tip jar thing where, like, you know, if I'm feeling like it, I'll throw you a tip, whereas they spin it around, and I know I have the option to say no.
Right.
But it's like, I feel like I got to do something.
It feels more official.
But that's weird. What's the difference in that and a tip jar? I mean, if the tip jar is sitting there with a couple of bucks in it, what's the difference in that?
Because if I have the bucks and I like the people and I want to throw it in, yeah.
Right.
But when they spin that around, it's like, okay.
Well, that's a self-imposed pressure is what that is.
Yeah.
Although that's part of the fatigue that people are feeling.
So Square and Toast and some of those the software that a lot of these companies are using now, it's built into it. But it's a really good question. Now that Jody's described it that way and what you just said about the tip jar, it occurs to me that it's not an expectation. It's the same thing as a tip jar being put out there. That would be like saying somebody who's playing guitar has an expectation just because they've got their guitar case open.
Yeah.
It's an offer. So to me, it feels that way because you've got somebody physically spinning it around, maybe.
And it's on a screen, and it feels more official, whereas a tip jar or an open guitar case is more folksy. It's more human than a credit card screen with a percentage amount.
It's more organic.
It is. Tipping screens, here's the rule. It's a general rule of thumb, should be treated as a tip jar. And if you don't okay. want to do there it, you. You just hit no tip. And don't worry about the people looking at you. Or
as you eat your
treat
donut.
Treat it like a tip jar because that's what it is.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody's got your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Posty is back. That's Post Malone with new music and a new tour.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Post Malone's got a new album he says he's going to drop on us. Brand new news. And the album is called Austin. Do you know why it's called Austin? Anybody? Anybody?
No, that's his real name.
It's his real name.
I didn't know that.
Austin Richard Post.
Oh.
The Malone comes from Karl Malone, the basketball player.
Yes.
Okay.
He got Post from his name and Malone from that. Anyway, the album's going to be called Austin, July 28th. Here's one of the new songs.
Chemical. I know that. Chemical. I know this one. Yeah, I love it.
He released that one separately, and he said, you know what? I'm going to include it on the album. He's going to drop a new song on us Friday. And then he also announced he's going on tour. Tickets will be on sale this Friday. And get this, the name of his tour, If Y'all Weren't Here, I'd Be Crying. That's the name of the tour.
So, see?
What?
Posty does it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Willie Nelson. Just last month, he had his 90th birthday at the Hollywood Bowl two nights, and all the big stars came out and celebrated with him. Like, here's the big finale. Tim and his sons. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, I know you couldn't make it to the Hollywood Bowl, so it's going to come to movie theaters. They actually recorded it all, and it's called Long Story Short, Willie Nelson's 90th.
Nice.
June 11th, 13th, and 14th, select movie theaters will be showing it.
Wow.
So you get to see Willie and Sheryl Crow and Keith Richards and Chris Stapleton and Miranda and Snoop Dogg and the whole gang.
That would be cool to see in a theater.
I know. We're going to do it.
Yeah, and it says they're going to have the 5.1 surround sound, too. So thinking of everything there. And this Sunday, the season finale of the 34th season of The Simpsons, and Lizzo's on it.
In a minute, I'm going to need a sentimental man.
She plays an elf doll, and she also plays herself, and she brings along Sasha the flute, her flute, and she plays a little with Lisa.
Yo, Lisa, how about I get Sasha flute, you get your saxophone, and we jam.
I'd love to.
That's too cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's this Sunday.
Cute. Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
I miss Eddie Murphy on screen at the movies doing stand-up.
Real Eddie Murphy or voice Eddie Murphy?
All right, that's more like it. Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure.
Any Eddie Murphy is fine with me. And the word is, because I watch it closely, he's in talks to play Inspector Clouseau in a new Pink Panther movie. I know you don't like that, Sam. But he's in talks. It doesn't mean he'll accept it. It would be a live-action CG hybrid that teams him, Clouseau, with the cartoon version of the Pink Panther. So he'd be working with a cartoon version.
Well, I guess he'd speak with a French accent, right?
Yeah. I want it. I want to hear it. Also, other big movie news. You know, last summer, it was all about Top Gun Maverick and Tom Cruise. Well, again this summer, he's back. But it's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. We got a new trailer yesterday, and oh my goodness, you thought he was crazy before? He's riding a motorcycle off of a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
He's fighting on top of a speeding train, and of course, he did 99.9% of all these stunts.
That motorcycle off the cliff, remember, we saw that. He did it like 5 times to get it right.
He crashed motorcycles to get it right. But he somehow jumped up and dusted himself off.
Yeah.
Okay. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 in theaters July 12th. That's not that far away. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mel, and I'm from Texas.
Hi.
And I was thinking about the summer tipping guide, and I have one that I'm not sure if people really know about.
Okay.
So my daughter's boyfriend works at a car wash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I always tip at the end of the car wash, you know, when they're just sitting there doing their little details on your car. I give that person a tip.
Nice.
Well, what I found out, I just figured, like, all those people that work there, that they, like, share the tips, because there's people when you go into the car wash that kind of do the pre-scrub.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I found out from my daughter's boyfriend that only the people, like, the person that I give the tip to at the end,
yeah,
that they keep it.
Oh.
So when he started at the car wash, he's making, like, minimum wage, and he's working really hard. He doesn't get any of the tips.
Huh.
He had to work his way up to be the person at the end.
Yeah.
So now,
unbalanced. Yeah.
I make sure that I tip.
Yeah, because sometimes the person at the front does more than the person at the back.
Scrubbing
the bugs
off.
Your car's already clean at the back.
And every now and then, he says a nice customer will tip him like $5 or something, you know. But I just never thought to do that. You know, I would give the person at the end.
I've never thought to tip at the car wash. In fact, the last time I was there, I was vacuuming my, you know, inside interior, and this kid comes up and he offers to shine up my tires or something like that, and he did.
Yeah.
All four. And it was legit, and I was like, thank you. And then he walked away, and I thought, I wonder if that's like an extra, like, I wasn't expecting him to do it.
And he worked there?
Yes, he worked.
He
scared
me
because I was busy.
You said a fancy car wash.
It was a fancy car wash. I felt really special.
All right. Well, I love you all. You
thank
make my
you.
Mornings happy. So
thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you, Mel.
Call
thank
us
you.
Anytime.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I never thought of that at the car wash, and maybe it's just because I don't go to a full service car wash.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm used to the LED lights flashing and little spray foam showing up.
And the purple foam.
And then I get out and I do the vacuuming myself. So
you tip yourself, Murph.
So
yeah, what car wash is this? No one's ever offered to polish my tires.
It's the same one you guys go to, though.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, right over here, not far.